The Surviving Outside Sales Podcast, hosted by Mike O'Kelly, presented by Sales Builder Academy. The goal is to survive and thrive all phases of outside sales, whether you're getting in, dominating, or getting out. Surviving Outside Sales. Now on with the show. Welcome to the Surviving Outside Sales Podcast. I'm your host, Mike O'Kelly. Hope everybody's having a great day out there. And it is a great time to be in sales. I keep telling people that. I know a lot of people are losing their jobs. I know there's a lot of restructuring going on, but it is amazing how many resources there are out there, how many technologies there are out there. There are things out there to help you. Okay. This is not serve. I just say no. I just created a course, Sales Builder Blueprint. It is on the business of sales. And if you've listened to this podcast long enough, you understand the difference between business of sales and sales as a business. Okay. Sales of businesses coach is closing. The business of sales is everything else. Okay. And you can learn what took me 2 decades to learn in less than 6 weeks. It is very valuable stuff. I've learned this from some of the smartest sales minds. I've tested it. It works. And now I'm passing it on to you. So go to Sales Builder Blueprint, MikeOKelly.com/Sales Builder Blueprint to check it out. But besides that, there are technologies out there to help you communicate faster, communicate better, and have a more polished product with your audience. One of the things that I'm using right now is I'm using StreamYard. I elevated my podcasting from Zoom because it just wasn't good enough. It wasn't giving me what I wanted and what I needed. So I've elevated to StreamYard. It has saved me an incredible amount of time. And the only reason why I found out about StreamYard is because I was searching. I was always searching for something that was better, more efficient, and something that was going to help me optimize. But it's not just that. And I don't want to talk about too much about what I'm doing right now, but I want to pose the question to you. What are you doing to gain your edge right now in the sales world? How do you get your edge? If everybody else is doing the exact same thing in the field, what's your edge? What separates you from your competition? If you can't answer that, you're in trouble. Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but very soon you're in trouble. If you can't differentiate yourself from the market, from the other people that are doing the same things that you are, you have a problem. So how do you gain that edge? How do you differentiate? You can do it through a lot of different avenues. But one of the things that, I'll give you an example for me. I talk about the business of sales because I feel like nobody is talking about the business of sales. Everything I see, everything that I hear is about closing, which is important. I'm not saying it isn't. But closing is the last 5 yards to 10 yards if you're on a football field before you score a touchdown. How do you get into the red zone in order to close? That's what people want to know. And that's what people struggle with. And the reason why is because hardly anybody's talking about it. So for me, what my differentiator was, especially when I was in the field and I was taking over failing territories, I did not do the exact same thing that the previous sales professionals did. When I took over when I was a manager and I took over branches at Enterprise, I did not do what the previous people did. Why? Why am I going to continue to do something and double down on a failing process with no systems in place? The answer is I'm not. So the differentiator for me in my markets was the process and systems, was treating my job at the time like a business, a small business within the bigger corporate structure. I took ownership of everything. That was my edge, and that is the reason why I succeeded where others failed. It doesn't necessarily mean the others didn't treat like a business, but they obviously did not do some of the things that I did. So that is what I was willing to do. I was also willing to prepare at night. I was also willing to work harder, work longer hours. You don't necessarily need to do that, But again, how are you going to gain your edge over the market? That is a fundamental question you need to ask yourself. Okay. Yes, there are several ways you can do this. You can work harder. You can work longer hours. You can do more volume of activity, but that doesn't necessarily lead to more productivity. Now you could say, well, I'm going to be more productive. Well, how do you do that? Again, you have to answer these questions. You can't just say, I'm going to be more productive. Great. How are you going to do that? You need to have an answer. How are you going to be more productive? I'm doing this podcast. I'm going to be more productive because I'm using a different type of technology. It's going to allow me to edit faster. So I spend less time doing the task than I did just a week ago. That is helping me to optimize, to streamline, to utilize my time management a lot better. That is one of the ways you can do it. So for me, I constantly try to find ways to optimize. I try to find the most efficient, optimal way of doing the same task in order to be able to do more tasks or more things, because time is finite. How you spend your time is going to dictate your level of success. So what I want to do is I want to maximize the amount of time that I have. So if a task takes me an hour, I want to figure out how to do it in 30 minutes. I've earned 30 minutes back, allowing me to do something else. You start stacking those little time blocks together, and all of a sudden, what I realized was I probably gained 10 hours a week over people that I was taking the territory over from. I was gaining hours back from the branches that I took over, the businesses that I took over. I was earning that time back. So that was one of the ways that I got an edge. But I think it's very important for you to think about today as you're driving around, or if you're listening, however you're listening, how are you gaining your edge? What are you going through? What are the steps? And really analyze it. My goal is to have as many sales professionals stop focusing on sales as a job in which they close people. It's not. There's so much more to it, and it's going to open up so many more opportunities. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. I just ask everybody to download the episode, share it with a like-minded individual, and answer these questions and think about it. Don't let this kind of sit in a bubble. Don't let it stay isolated. And reach out if you have any questions. If you're interested in Sales Builder Blueprint, go to mikeokelly.com. Sales Builder Blueprint is a 6-week course that discusses sales, the business of sales, all the process and systems that I've used in the past and I still use today that are tried, true, and they work. If you want to scale your business 2 to 3x in less than 6 months, try Sales Builder Blueprint. MikeOkelly.com/SalesBuilderBlueprint. The link is in the show notes, or you can reach out to me, Mike@SurvivingOutsideSales. If you have any questions or you want to discuss anything else, I'm all ears. Thank you so much. Really do appreciate it. And we'll see you tomorrow. Surviving Outside Sales. Bye-bye.